This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Again, you are just as important as anybody else in this fight to spread the word about new independent media that fills the gap where the mainstream media has basically collapsed. They're dead already. They're just now figuring that out. They're not going to counter-strike, try to shut down our free speech. We have to fight back against that. Paul Watson, who is the epitome of the new independent media, is our guest. He'll be with us till 15 after. And then David Knight is taking over. And then we'll be back tonight. 6 o'clock, we're going to have a live feed. If there is a debate, we'll have reporters from Right Side News and our own reporters on the ground popping in, Owen Schroyer and others. And then we'll have 7 to 8, our analysis with myself, Leanne McAdoo, and others. And then I'll be there during the 90 minutes with giving limited analysis. And then we'll have an hour or two afterwards with live coverage. Paul, I want to jam in a few final calls, but when I talk about you being, or InfoWars being, an example of the real media, 15 years ago, joining InfoWars, or starting your own website, I guess 17, 18 years ago, did you ever imagine you'd be here now?
Well, it was always the goal, Alex. It's definitely accelerated over the past 2 years. Just on the social media platforms, but of course we've got to recognize and always remember that those aren't always going to be there. Like Drudge warned about, these internet ghettos, these social media ghettos, they can be handed out and taken away on a whim, which is why you've now got YouTube with its Heroes program, with these people salivating over the fact they're going to flag and censor my videos. But we will always have, unless they censor the internet outright and come after it with, you know, with government power, rather than with mob outrage power, we will always have InfoWars. They will never be able to censor that. That's why it's always key to have your own platform. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube are only mechanisms to divert traffic back to your own platform. That's what you've always got to bear in mind. That's why Drudge has remained, you know, safe. That's why you've got Breitbart. That's why you've got InfoWars. We can always rely on our own platform. If you put all your eggs into the basket of social media, they can take it away on a whim. In fact, they had a prominent Turkish journalist today. Twitter is suspending his account on the orders of the Turkish dictator Erdogan because he was critical of him. This is a mainstream journalist.
Unprecedented.
Yeah. You know, Twitter's now mostly owned by Saudi Arabia. They allow Islamists to run riot, but yet they censor conservatives. Now they're censoring a prominent mainstream Turkish journalist because he criticized the dictator. So that's what happens if you allow everything to be segregated into these social media ghettos.
Why does the so-called
to build
left,
your own platform first?
Exactly. Why does the left have no shame? I mean, they're allied with the scum of the earth now. They're filth. I mean, they are really bad people.
Well, there's an article out of Information Liberation. Feminists say it's racist and for Italians to have Italian babies. Italy's native population is dying. The government's come out with these schemes, these ads begging Italian citizens to have babies. The leftists in Italy came out and said that was racist, that was sexist. How dare you tell women what to do with their own bodies? Yet on the flip side, we have female volunteers at Calais jungle having sex with multiple refugees a day. Of course, what's really going on
and
is...
And they volunteer the hottest women, they'll have sex with the refugees because it's what the media said to do. Talk about airheads.
Yeah, it's trendy, but in many cases, of course, they're being raped and then told by these left-wing organizations not to speak out about it.
I think it's time we go save the Italian women from the refugees. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paul.
No, we've seen in several cases they've been raped and they've come out after and said, well, I didn't really want to say anything about it because that might be racist. Swedes on trains being raped by migrants and saying, well, I didn't tell the police because, you know, they're migrants, they're from Iraq. Perhaps they should have the right to rape us, maybe, after what we've
done. Because they have a superior culture. Stay there, Paul. A few more minutes with you. I want to ask you your gut predictions for tonight. What's going to happen in the debate? How's Hillary going to strike? What's Trump going to do? Paul Watson a few more minutes, and then I'm going to talk to a few final callers like Dana and Phil, Al Killer, Canadian Soldier, and others. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, Infowars.com/show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Monday, September 26th, 2016, the final countdown. Tonight is the night for the first debate between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump. If she doesn't cancel, she will face Donald Trump in a 90-minute battle. We're also countdown 42 days to launch in the general election. It is the final countdown.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire!
By the way, I know this is a cheesy song, but it's fun for this use. We're not going to have another 42 days, but in a couple days I've got another song we're going to be using. And we're going to have, basically by the final day before the election, nothing but countdowns. I tell you, in most elections, I'm asleep through them. Most debates, I can care less because there's not much difference. These differences are massive. We had a caller earlier saying she doesn't see the difference between the two. I mean, we have all the internal emails, all the proof, all the big money not giving him money, the Republican establishment pulling their hair out, the Democrats freaking out, every criminal regime from the Chinese communists to the horrible Islamicist Saudi royalty crapping their pants. So, Paul, I'm going to let you punch out here in a few minutes. I'm going to go to these calls and have David Knight come in. But I got to tell you, my friend, I have never been more entertained. And you know, I was really negative 10 years ago trying to get people to really wake up to what was happening, but incredibly positive things are happening. Sure, the enemy's going to pull a lot of stuff. But you can just see history repeating itself where the good guys are going to end up getting the high ground here if we all take action and ask God for providence. But in your gut, let's put it all on the line. What do you predict for tonight's debate? And after you're gone, I'll tell folks what I think. We'll get David's take, and then I'm going to punch out until I come back on from 5 hours tonight at 7. Again, we have pre-stuff at 6 Central, but we're going to start fully with full coverage an hour before 7 o'clock Central at InfoWars.com/show. What is your gut level gestalt? What do you predict for tonight?
I think if Trump does what his advisors are probably telling him to do, which is to look presidential and not lash out too much at Hillary, you know, not shout. I mean, we saw the video a few days ago from Hillary. Absolutely bizarre. You played it. She was propped up shouting about how she should be 50 points ahead, looking absolutely maniacal. You know, he has to be the opposite of that, you know, quite reserved, on point, presidential. He needs it to be quite a boring debate. Hillary Clinton is going to try and attack him. She's going to try to provoke him and make him fit this stereotype of a woman-hating bully or whatever the media wants to portray him as anyway. So if he just, you know, stays calm, stays steady and avoids that kind of confrontation and stays on the topics, keeps hitting Hillary on her weak spots, you know, the email scandal, foreign policy, those kind of issues, then he will come out on top. And the media is already panicking about Trump winning this debate. They've got headlines out ahead of time saying, well, Romney crushed Obama in the first debate in 2012. Look what happened in the election. Romney lost. So you can tell by that the media thinks Trump's going to come out on top. And barring some outside influence, of course, you've got the moderators, you've got the audience that could be an influence, but that's probably what's going to happen.
When are we going to release the September surprise article? And then when are we going to release Obama saying he hates America and hates white people video?
Well, he's trying to crowdfund that video. Last time I checked, he's probably about $4,000 short, but he's got to pay his private eye before he can show that video. So it's going to be coming soon, whatever happens. There are people claiming Obama never said that. Well, the video hasn't been released. We're going to release the video. It's going to be exclusively on InfoWars.
Well, I can just pay for it, I guess. I'm not made out of money, but...
Well, he's already raised most of it, but I guess it'll be in the
Paul,
next
just,
week or
you
so.
Pay it, send me the bill, or I'll pay it. Just get hooked up with the accounting folks, and let's just get this done.
All right, we'll get it done today.
Absolutely, just like you did when you went ahead and licensed the AP video, which I get why you did it, or the video from whatever group that was. I guess it was Goldman Sachs that bought it up, or of Hillary collapsing. Obviously, it was fair use. Everybody else had it, but they were blocking everybody's videos and then trying to deny that she'd fallen down for the first day. We had to get the video out there so people would know the truth. So at this point, I'm just all in. History is happening, Paul. So in 42 days, who gets elected?
Well, with all the momentum, with the way it's going, it's got to be Donald Trump. And like I warned about in that video from last week, they're getting desperate. I mean, Hillary's going to be a cornered animal at this point. They're going to try and pull some kind of incident, some kind of racist attack, some kind of domestic terror attack, and blame it on a Trump supporter. That's why she keeps talking about the alt-right, saying it's dangerous, it's hateful, it's violent. That's what they're going to rely on. That's going to be Hillary's October surprise.
I agree with you, Paul Watson. Thank you so much for joining us. And we will obviously be tracking everything you're posting at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, there goes Paul Watson. Now, we got David Knight coming up here in a minute. I want to get to some more of these phone calls here. We're going to skip this network break so we have more time, but that's the last one today. I've been a good boy. Plus, I can skip some breaks. I added a fourth hour. So let's skip a few breaks. It's the same thing, you know. Add a fifth hour, skip even more breaks. In the aggregate, it all comes out the same amount of breaks. What does your gut tell you, David? I think what Paul said is pretty much dead on. I mean, the system now knows the confidence has been lost in it. It realizes that it's in big trouble, but a lot of its own operatives are still full of arrogance, chutzpah, bravado, whatever you want to call it, which is a dangerous combination.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I think it's kind of telling that Hillary Clinton came out last week and said, I've got a tax plan for 65%. That's not the sort of thing that you want to brag about, regardless of what income level that is. To me, it looks like they realize they've lost and they're going to come out here and say, yeah, we're going to.
And by the way, 65% top tax rate would end investment in the country.
That's right.
I want to explain to people. The globalists We have the highest corporate tax. The big corporations like Berkshire Hathaway and Google lobby for that because they want to move offshore and they want that incentivized and they don't want companies that they can compete with in America being here. The big mega banks want high taxes because they're exempt from them, folks. So a 65% tax would be a death sentence. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, yeah, that's trickle-down unemployment, as you're pointing out, Alex. You know, think about this also. Hillary Clinton has taken the last week off. Now, I don't know if it's because she's sick. You know, I guess the DNC has become the Make-A-Wish Foundation for Hillary Clinton. You know, her fundamental wish is she wants to be president, so let's make it happen before she dies. But it may be that she just thought she needed a week to prepare and to figure out what it is that she really believes. You know, does she support TPP this week or not? Let's do some polling, stick our finger in the wind, and see what this is going to be. But I think it's going to be an interesting debate tonight. I think she's going to make it. I think they're going to prop her up or shoot her up with whatever they need to make sure that she can go the distance tonight. But we'll see. I think she's got some very serious health issues. But she's got the biggest thing she's got before her is that she really isn't sure who she is in terms of telling the people. We know who she is. We know that she is a pathological liar, that she is focused on making millions, tens of millions of dollars for her and Bill, but she's not sure exactly who she is in terms of her public persona. I think it was a big defeat for her as well on Friday when she had said she was going to go to Charlotte, and the mayor there wisely, and this is a Democrat mayor, and remember, it was a black cop who shot the black man working for a black police chief, working in a city that's run by Democrats, and the Democrat mayor said, please don't come. And so that to both of them. But Trump had not said he was going to go to Charlotte. She said she was going to go.
You're going to be covering all this coming up here in just a moment. Let me give folks my brief prediction. I think she's going to be heavily drugged up to not have convulsions. We know she's having convulsions on a basically hourly basis.
Yeah.
That's why when she does go out in public, she looks so drugged up because she is drugged up. So if she doesn't look drugged up, then I think she's going to have a convulsion or collapse. I think they're arrogant. I think they're gamblers. I think they're reckless. They've shown that. They've rolled the dice so many times. They think they're invincible. And that's why she shouldn't be president. We don't want a gambler, a megalomaniac, a kleptocrat in power. So I think that Hillary, if she's not drugged up, is going to end up basically collapsing during the debate, and it's going to be epic. And they somehow think they're going to spin that, the poor thing, we better go for Trump. But the reason I think she's going in knowing she may have a convulsion and collapse is because the Democratic Party have set this as a bellwether. If she can't make it through this, they're going to force her to step down, and they're going to put somebody else in there like Joe Biden or like Mr. Kaine. And so this is all or nothing. This is Hillary's career on the line. And the next two debates on the line as well, but this is the big one, the most important day in her life. And I think that stress and the political ghosts that are coming around to haunt her and all of her concerns and all the email scandals and all of it are compounding. And I think the level of pressure she's going to be under is going to be astounding. And I think we're going to see a collapse of Hillary Clinton tonight. If she walks out all jacked up like she's on speed, I think she's going to collapse or have to cut it short or have a break or be hanging on the podium at least. But if she comes out looking dopey and they've got her on all those suppressants, then she might make it through the debate, but she's going to be like a robot, just basically battling through it, David. I want to take a few calls here and hand the baton to you. What's your take on that?
I agree with you, Alex. And, you know, I see a lot of chatter from the pundits saying, well, this is going to be very different for Donald Trump because he's used to doing big crowds, you know, cheering crowds. And even the debates that he had with the Republicans, it was kind of like a WWE match. He's done a lot of intimate one-on-one type of things. And I think when we look at that last thing that they did where she spoke for a half hour and then he spoke for a half hour with the military groups, I think he was better than ever when it was an intimate
Trump is
setting.
A people person.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, their claim that he doesn't know what to do because he's in the real world, they're in fantasy land,
right,
is amazing. Okay, great points. Let's jam in a few calls here. I promise to do that. I've been holding the longest here. Dana in Florida. Go ahead.
Hey, I wanted to let you guys know that my husband and I really appreciate all the tireless work that you do every day trying to wake up people, because when we try to say the things you say, people call us crazy and racist and all that stuff. So you guys have a much bigger platform, and we really appreciate your work. I had a thought that occurred to me today that I wanted to bounce off you guys, see what you think. All this misdirection and the animosity and lies about the cops and the media and you know, the obvious stuff that didn't happen that they're saying, like planting that gun. Do you think that could possibly all be just a very early part of another large plan to create so much fear and distrust with the cops that not only does somebody not want to be a cop, but that people would actually support the government removing all power from the cops and just deploying a complete militarized martial law where...
Well, sure. I mean, it's the globalists that have made the police have the problems they have. Now they want to come in, the very authors of the problem, and take them over as if they're going to fix it. The very central system that did all this wants a mini civil war rebellion, but against local government. That's what George Soros has done all over the world. It's totally and completely transparent. They want a type of soft martial law. And they now you can see the beta testing, the branding, to try to turn minorities into Hispanic and black KKK members. And quite frankly, I don't think it's going very well. You've got the media with their unified talking points to prop it up, but it's not working well. Thank you, Dana. Great points. Let's go ahead and talk to Phil in Florida. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Listen, I think that Trump needs to hit Hillary on her tax plan, on her email server, on Benghazi. And then the secret 28 pages. I mean, she was
Saudi Arabia
when they made all that. Yeah, they made all that stuff secret. And then speaking of that, Paul Ryan has come out and he said that he has some hesitation about the bill. And I think that the 28 pages and this bill about suing Saudi Arabia for the victims is an excellent delineator so people can make their new world order lists. The people that are against this bill need to go on your new world order list. Those people are...
Well, that's right, because obviously more than Saudi Arabia is involved. Pentagon knows it. CIA knows it. Our guests know it. And they want it to all come out. They're the ones that want... Because it will lead to the criminals in our government that have been involved with the radical Muslims and Saudi Arabia all being brought down. And believe me, MI6 has got its own problems. It wants to go after Soros. Everybody's sick of this. Because here's the globalist's biggest fault. We have boss hog corruption in the West. We have bad stuff that goes on. But at the end of the day, we don't like people hurting little kids, and we don't like people destroying prosperity and having a hard-on, you know, against a score to settle with the family. And even if a lot of folks in America aren't practicing Christians, they're not out to get Christians. And deep in their heart, you know, they know grandma loved Jesus, so they do too. And they're trying to, and they're figuring out, wait a minute, I sell out to you, and then you come after me? For how I look, or you've got a score to settle with people that just want prosperity, you know what? We're not going down this road. And that's why this worm is turning, because even their own people that are mercenaries are figuring out there's not prosperity down this road. And you're a chump when you work with the New World Order. Phil?
Yeah, and they're remembering the Night of the Long Knives. I mean, are you going to have a seat at that table, or are you going to get knifed? What's
exactly. You, no one's safe when we sell out to the New World Order. There is no sellout. You con yourself. You're a loser if you sell out to this. And so that's why the worm is turning. I absolutely agree with you, Phil. Excellent, excellent points. David, that's a quick question for you. I'm going to go back to calls, and then I'm going to punch out here in a moment. What are some of the questions that you would be asking of Mrs. Hitler here? What are some of the points you'd be making at this crime boss?
Well, before I get to that, Alex, let me back up just a little bit here and say when you're talking about this 9/11 bill, Obama vetoed that on Friday.
Yes.
Hoping that nobody would notice. And we need to shout that from the rooftops, because this is something the people who are victims of 9/11, their families, have been trying to get the right to take these, you know, to take a look at this.
And this will expose the Republicans.
Years.
This, I mean, like yeah. Congressman Jones said, this will bring down the Bush. He said the Bushes and the Clintons are done when this comes out. Notice when Trump brought this up, in 1 week, Jeb gave up.
Yeah.
Because Trump knows.
Yes, yes. And he was the one that was able to get this through, Alex, even though we had the senators, the former senators who were on the 9/11 commission, had been complaining for 15 years.
Yeah, Trump is exposing NAFTA, GATT,
exactly.
9/11, the big banks, the rigged stock markets, everything. I mean, Trump is awesome.
Yeah.
He's wrong on Snowden, a few things. We're going to educate him on that. I mean, the point is, he's for real. They're crapping their pants. Great point.
Well, here's the thing about Trump. You know, I have people say, well, you know, look, he supports torture or whatever or some other issue that I don't agree with. And I said, but understand that on the issues that we don't agree with him on, there is no difference between him and the rest of the candidates. And you have to understand that on the things that we agree with him on, he is the only one saying that.
Johnson supports the TPP and gun control.
Yeah, but on the issues that we agree with him on, he is the only one who is saying that. And that's the key. One of the things I want to talk about is Gingrich putting out this tweet yesterday. He said, Hillary Clinton is a fox. She knows many facts. But Donald Trump is a hedgehog. He knows one thing, and that is really key. That is a sign of an effective leader at this level. Not that he's going to get bogged down in a lot of facts like Hillary Clinton is going to get bogged down tonight. And, of course, we're going to be there fact-checking the fox, Hillary Clinton.
No, the hedgehog knows deals have been set up to screw the country. He's out for America's interest. You don't. And by the way, he is super smart, but what he said is, I'm too much of a fox. He said this many times. He goes, the day I learned to just go with my first instinct and be shallow was the deepest day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
That's true. Your first approximation is your spirit, your instincts, your common sense, your subconscious, God, everything, giving you that first approximation. And it's never wrong, folks. And so Trump's so deep. He goes with that, but then he goes and does the research. In fact, I'm going to punch out now. If you can get to these, you can. Owl Killer and Canadian Soldier, I know are great callers. Eric and Mike, and we got Mike and England, so many others. But David's got a lot to cover. I've got to get off here because I've got to get ready for coverage tonight. But we're going to go at 7, but Deuce said, hey, we've got a feed earlier than that, you know, of the debate hall. So we're just going to go with that at 6 with our reporters talking over it, popping in. We've got Schroyer there on the ground. We have our reporters here that at 7 o'clock I come on. For an hour with Leanne and David and others. And then I'm going to cover myself 90 minutes the debate. We're going to play it with limited interruptions, but I'm going to give some analysis, even though we're licensing at one level. Then they're like, don't put your bug on all this crap. So I'm just going to go with the situation of fair use, even though I'm licensing it. No, I'm going to cover it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to be involved in it. So that's what all this is about, is keeping new media from being involved, keeping us from these public events. We're not going to be stopped. So tonight, Infowars.com/show. It's part of the revolution. Spread that link. Everybody you know, tell them tune into this viral link of the debate, and that's how you'll get them to tune in. So I'm going to go ahead and punch out right now and turn things over to David Knight. So I'm punched out.
Thank you, Alex. Let's go to some of our callers here. We've got Al Killer in New Jersey. Go ahead, Al Killer.
Hey, David. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
Hey, just want to say thank God for the renegades and the life they lead far ahead of their time. While we were criticizing Trump in the beginning, as soon as the vaccine came, as soon as he made his vaccine statement, I knew he was for real. I think the two major things he's got to hit Hillary on tonight. When I played the We Came, We Saw, He Died clip for people that are Hillary supporters, they cannot believe what they see. He needs to bring up that she is the architect of the Arab Spring, and this is not a sane person when you hear her saying what you said about Gaddafi. Nobody in their right mind would say this, going back to any president or general ever. And the other thing,
he wasn't a threat to anybody, as we pointed out many times. And what she did was she created chaos out of order in that country, the same as they're doing in Syria. And between those two countries, she has set the world on fire, she and Obama. So I think that's something that when they talk to her about Syria, I hope that, it comes up that in the past she said, well, we're not going to have any boots on the ground ever again in that area. They do have boots on the ground in Iraq. They've got 4,000. They're adding another 10% or a little bit more than that, actually another 500, so it's a little bit more than 10%. They're sending there. But they're saying, well, they're not on the ground. They're just advisors or whatever. She doesn't even know what's going on. She's supposed to be this all-wise, all-knowing, experienced politician. She simply says what she feels like, and then nobody ever calls her on the facts. It's absolutely amazing.
And you know, and I really want Trump to point this out tonight, because he did it during the Republican preliminaries, where he kept pointing out that these rebels that were arming up, they call them all these glamorous names, the Freedom Rebels, the Moderate Rebels. We don't even know who we're arming up over there. He needs to point out that, I mean, Russia, I mean, I couldn't believe what I heard over the weekend with General Dunford, and the congressman didn't even know what planet he was on, asking him to do a no-fly zone, and he didn't understand the repercussions of it. I mean, it's absolute insanity that's going on with that. And I think they want to make Trump out to be the guy that has a temperament issue. I really think he needs to break down.
It's totally out of control. We've got to go to break. Thank you, Al Killer. You know, when we talk about not even knowing who the players are over there, they keep telling us, well, this group is moderate. They're good guys. And we're going to. Then we find out they're Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, here in America, the surveillance state says they can't even tell us what groups they're looking for. They're just going to surveil everybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls, and we'll cover Gary Johnson's creepy thing that he did in a report. You got to see this. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
September 26, 2016, the day of the first debate between Hillary and Donald Trump. It's going to be an amazing debate tonight, and we got a lot of people who've called in to talk about this. We're going to go to Eric in Oklahoma in just a moment, but before we do, I want to tell you real quickly, we've extended these two sales for several days, the 20% off Super Male Vitality and the 20% off Secret 12. Those are both going to end tonight. Again, that's Secret 12, our B12 formulation that's a liquid form that's very easy to assimilate, as well as 20% off Super Male Vitality. Both of those will end tonight. But we also have a Reclaiming Liberty presidential debate special. This is free shipping store-wide. That's perhaps the biggest discount that you can get. And that goes along with our releasing the very first ever probiotic product that we've had here at InfoWarsLife.com. Biome Defense. take a look at this. It is, as we've said, it's for years people have been asking about this. I've been asking about this because we take probiotics, and I wanted to make sure that we had one here. It's a new product that we have called Biome Defense. Look at InfoWarsLife.com to read about that. It's very important that you get probiotics. We hear all the time about antibiotics, but no, you need probiotics. The bacteria can be very, very beneficial. You know, yogurt is just one small familiar example about that, the culture that's in yogurt. But there's a lot more to it than that. And that's our new product. But the key thing is free shipping store-wide as part of our Reclaiming Liberty presidential debate special. And tonight it ends 20% off those two products that we've had on sale, Super Male Vitality and Secret 12. Let's go to Eric in Oklahoma. You want to comment on the debates? You've been holding a long time. Thank you, Eric.
Good afternoon, Mr. Knight. I just want to say I'm not too worried about the debates tonight because you've heard the saying, always tell the truth and you'll never have to remember anything.
That's right. That's why she's been studying for a week, because she's got a lot to remember. She's got all these convoluted lies. She's got all these positions she's changed on. It's like, what do I believe? What did I tell them I believe? I don't know.
But I remember their whole career, her and her husband's, that they've never, I don't think they've ever told the truth on any, I don't think they've even ever answered a question without beating around the bush. But, and you know, Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, he's got that covered. He doesn't need me to tell him what to go on Hillary about. I mean, he's got it covered. I've been watching his speeches about every night for the last 8 months, and you know he doesn't need me, and he can handle hecklers. He can handle all that. You know, so I'm just what I'm concerned about is everybody is so fixated on Hillary's health, and I guess the military calls it watch for the faint. You know, you know, everybody's so directed on her health. Well, they could pull something. I mean, you know, watch for something, you know, because Larry Nichols always says they like, the Clintons always like to run from an underdog position. What better than the health issue? And I know there's contacts and everything and the Secret Service and all that, but I'm keeping a one eye open.
Who knows? She may turn that to her advantage. That's said in the past. She will lie. Even when the truth would serve her better, she may want to come out at some point and pretend that she's weak. You know, I mean, like I said before, you know, it's the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Let's do one for Hillary. Let's put her in the Guinness Book of Records as the first woman to get elected president or something like that. That she might turn it that way. It's like, hey, guys, I haven't got that long to live, so let's just do this one for me. I don't know if she'll do that or not. It's going to be hard for them to walk it back now. They have doubled down so many times on the lie that she has pneumonia. Non-contagious bacterial pneumonia, something that never exists. But, of course, her entire staff came down with non-contagious bacterial pneumonia at the same time. Okay, thank you, Eric. Before I go to the other callers, I want to real quickly show you something that's not going to be on the debate tonight. And that's Gary Johnson, Libertarian candidate. And he was talking to reporters from MSNBC, Casey Hunt. They were doing an interview on the bench, which is kind of strange. And he's talking about why he should be in the interview and in the debates, and then he does something absolutely amazing. Watch this.
Do you think if you were able to get on the debate stage that you could pull even with Trump and Clinton in these polls?
I do. And it wouldn't have anything to do with my debate performance either. It would just be that people would recognize that there's another choice and that there would be an examination of me and Bill Weld as who we are and what we've done, and not based on that. I think I could stand up there for the whole debate and not say anything, and I'm really just a loser.
He's sticking his tongue out and biting his tongue while he's doing that, and she jumps back. The reporter jumps back, is startled, and they come back and they go, "What did he do?" Let's play that again. That's the awkwardness of Gary Johnson, and you know we can excuse the personal idiosyncrasies of people, and he certainly has his idiosyncrasies. But
when it comes back, not based on that. I think I could stand up there for the whole debate and not say anything, and I'm really just a loser.
Thank you, Gary. You have been comic relief for this presidential election. Absolutely amazing. Now, it wasn't as startling, I guess, as the big fat guy that stripped down to his G-string at the LP convention. But look, let's understand that Gary Johnson, like I said before when Alex was on, The bad things about Donald Trump or the bad things about Gary Johnson, about Hillary Clinton and so forth, he's taken all these positions to essentially be a globalist, to essentially be a Democrat. And he's actually taking more votes from Hillary Clinton than he is from Donald Trump when people look at what he's saying. He's thrown the Constitution, the Second Amendment, private property, he's thrown those things under the bus, pandering to the very same globalists that fund Hillary Clinton, saying at the convention he needed to get Bill Weld because he knew people, he was connected, and he had money. Look, the LP, and I'm not talking about just these two candidates, but the LP in general, the people who run that party, have sold out. What they want to do is get 5% of the vote in the election so they can get taxpayer funding. That's pathetic. When I was with the LP, we would ask that to somebody who's running for president. So would you take matching funds? And if they said yes, that was a disqualifier. Now that is the reason that they're doing everything. And they're throwing the Second Amendment and other issues just under the bus because they could care less about the principles of individual liberty. Look, you either take all of individual liberty seriously and together, or you lose it all. You can't just pick and choose which ideas of liberty you're going to have. And so at least with Donald Trump on the things that we like, he is the only one who is saying that. And I believe that he is honest enough that we at least have a chance to try to convince him on the things that we disagree with him on, that we believe he's wrong on. Civil liberties issues, we can at least get his ear and talk to him and have a fair hearing. You're not going to get that from Hillary Clinton. I don't think you're going to get that from these people who simply want money from Wall Street. Now, one of the things that Newt Gingrich put out, and I'm going to go back to the callers in just a moment here, but one of the things that Gingrich tweeted out over the weekend, and remember, Gingrich is very, very clever, very insightful. He's still a globalist. He's still very dangerous, but he's clever, and that makes him even more dangerous. But one of the things that he tweeted out this weekend, and I think he was exactly right on it, this is his tweet. He said, Clinton is a fox who knows many things that you can fact check. Trump is a hedgehog who knows one very big thing. We need change. Now, he's referring back to this parable of a hedgehog and the fox, the idea that there are different types of people. Some people are kind of, you know, foxes, kind of policy wonks, that type of thing. And we're going to be fact-checking Hillary the fox tonight because that's what she's going to be doing probably. She's going to be coming out with all these detailed things to show just how experienced and knowledgeable she is, even though, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, she set the Middle East on fire. Okay, and her policies have been an absolute failure. But she's going to talk about all the many details that she knows. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is a guy who knows one very big thing. And quite frankly, it's not just that we need change. It's about globalism. The one very big thing that Donald Trump knows is that globalism is killing people in every country. That's why tonight's debate is going to be watched by so many people worldwide. Because like the Super Bowl, it is a global event because the same issues facing us here in America are facing people in Britain, and facing people in France, in Germany, Italy, Greece. And that is, are we going to allow a small group, a small globalist cabal to control our lives, this one-tenth of one-tenth of one-tenth percent to control us, to destroy our lives, or are we going to stand up and take our countries back? I think one thing really came through today. Listen to this New York Times article from today, September 26. Besieged globalists ponder what went wrong. This is on the Drudge Report earlier today. The very first statement, listen to this. It starts out in this article. Globalists are wondering what went wrong. And they say, until recently, you didn't hear people being referred to as globalists very often. That's right. Now they're owning it. Who was talking about them being globalists? It was Alex Jones. It was InfoWars. And there was a few other outlets that were talking about this, but not the mainstream media. And certainly not the globalists themselves. They didn't refer to themselves as globalists. They would scoff at that. They would laugh if you would call. They would call you a conspiracy theorist. You know, we go to cover Bilderberg and the globalists. Oh, globalists, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And now they own up to it. Not a day goes by that we don't see the president of the European Union or Barack Obama at the UN saying, we've got to do something, or the IMF, okay, the president of the IMF, all of them saying, you know, people just think that globalism isn't serving them very well. We have to convince them that it is. We have to tell them some lies and convince them what's going on. But he goes on to say, you just didn't hear people referring to globalists very often. They certainly didn't do that referring to themselves. He said, but in a time of rising nationalism, Those who see the upside of globalism have become a distinct, often embattled tribe. He said last week, the globalists had a big family reunion in New York. This is New York Times. This is great writing because it's exactly what they did. And who was there? They were at the United Nations, okay? All the people, except for Donald Trump. He said the globalists have lofty aims, of course, like working toward a climate change agreement. And that's the key. That's the next thing I want to talk to you about here. Finding a solution for the refugee crisis and deepening cross-border trade. See, that's how they're going to take us down. Haven't I said that many times? The path to global government is those three things, right? Climate change. That's how you create a global problem and then have to have a global governance to address that problem. So problem solution. We got a global problem. We got carbon dioxide being exhaled by animals. How are we going to deal with this? We need a global government and we need a global tax that we can fund that global government with. Okay, they're going to say, well, we're going to discourage that activity of exhaling. I'm going to tell you how they're going to stop the exhaling in just a moment. So that's one thing, climate change. The next thing is the open borders, okay? And the third thing are the across-the-border trade deals, the trans-Pacific, transatlantic partnerships, private-public partnerships, crony capitalism, actually fascist capitalism, if you want to call it that. Fascism is economic fascism by these people who write the rules, who will control all the world's economies, decide who will be allowed to have an economy and who won't. This is what this is about. This is not about free trade. It's about a small cabal taking over the world's trade, creating economic chaos and saying we need more political control to deal with this chaos. He goes on. He said, take the valedictory address of former President Bill Clinton, the paterfamilias of the globalist reunion. Oh, that's it. See? He's the patriarch of the globalist reunion. The Clinton Global Initiative is one of the major factors in helping to transform what had been a week centered on UN diplomacy into a broader Davos on the Hudson for international aspirations. You see this? This is the globalist cabal. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton at the center of it. The Clinton Global Initiative at the center of it. Talking about how they are going to create a globalist government out of those three things, the climate change agreement, the open borders, and these so-called trade deals, which are actually economic domination deals. And it's like Mr. Clinton spoke of the globalist vision of a non-zero-sum world in which everyone wins, and how that idea was under attack by zero-sum tribal politics, okay? And this man is an absolute total liar when he says, hey, these guys over here, they're offering us a zero-sum game, but we have a system here where everybody wins. No, under globalism, everybody has been losing. Every one of us is told as they're selling these deals that they wrote in secret. Everyone, every nation, here's the same story from their trade representatives. Oh, you're going to, you know, we did a great deal for you. You're going to, this country is going to be off, so much better off than the rest of the countries. We won in this trade deal. Every country is hearing that. And we're not all winners. This isn't Lake Wobegon, okay? Actually, the reality is we're all losers. And there's another story that came out on Friday that ties into this. When you talked about the zero-sum game, they want to zero out our population. This is a story from Friday. Want to slow climate change? Stop having babies. This is on Bloomberg. And again, it goes back to the climate change deal, to global governance. They say carbon dioxide doesn't kill climates. People do. And the world would be better off with fewer of them. See? People are killing their precious climate. These are the people who could not decide on September 11th, 2016, when they tried to create the initial lie of Hillary Clinton's that she had been overheated. They could not decide on the temperature. They were given the temperature plus or minus 10 degrees. Literally. I mean, some people were saying everything from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. It was 78 degrees. I took a photo of the temperature at that particular time in New York and saved it. But we heard as much as 85 degrees. These are the same people that tell us who can't accurately measure and report the temperature on the same day are telling us that in decades we're going to have a 1 degree change in temperature and that's going to destroy the world. So therefore we need to have global governance. We need to shut down all of our energy production. And then they go on to say they've got this new thing called the Kaya identity. Very much like the Gaia theory. You know, they always come up with these bogus ideas to sell their bogus theories. They say, we've got to look at how much energy the economy needs to produce GDP, how much GDP per capita people are consuming, and the population. And then they lay this out. Eric Rosten on Bloomberg. He says, after years of policymakers yammering about carbon light or carbon free, this or that, Ryder basically zeroes in on the fact that nobody wants to acknowledge the number of people in the world, particularly in affluent countries, is literally a part of the equation. How long have they been saying this? They've been saying this for a very long time. It's that the media doesn't want to use that word. Just like they didn't want to talk about globalists, they didn't want to talk about how their real agenda is global governance and population, depopulation of the earth, population control. If they got to take the population count down before they can actually effectively control you, force you into the cities. Okay? And so that's the bottom line with all of this. That is the real single thing that the hedgehog needs to know and needs to understand tonight. Hedgehog Donald Trump. He needs to understand that it is globalism that is destroying America and the rest of the world. And he does understand that. He said this election is about globalism versus nationalism or Americanism. Okay, why would we have a system that is not in our best interest? And that's the system that is being sold to everybody. They're selling a system to the British that's not in the British best interest. They sell it to the Germans. It's not in the Germans' best interest, or the French, or the Americans. But it's in the best interest of these people who were meeting with the Clintons last week in New York, the globalists. Now they call themselves globalists. Okay, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to finish up with the people who are still hanging on. Thank you for hanging on, folks. We'll be right back with more of your calls about tonight's big debate. What's going to happen? We'll see. Get your opinions when we come back. Stay with us.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In constant sorrow.
David Nye. And, of course, tonight is the big debate. And we're going to get some more phone calls and comments on here in just one moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have a new product at InfoWarsLife.com. Biome Defense. This is a superior blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from 23 different probiotic strains. These are all known to support digestion and intestinal function. This is something that is very important for your health. It's one of the reasons that people are so big on fermented things like yogurt and kombucha and other things like that. You need probiotics, okay? So take a look at this new product. Find out about that. And we also have free shipping to go along with that. Free shipping store-wide, not just on the new product, Biome Defense, but on everything at the store. We have put on free shipping as part of our Reclaiming Liberty presidential debate special. And tonight is the last night. We have 20% off Super Male Vitality and 20% off Secret 12 Vitamin B12. All of those at InfoWarsLife.com. Let's go back to our callers right now. Mike in England. Go ahead, Mike.
Hello, David. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Go ahead.
Two things. One, you were talking about global warming and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all a bunch of nonsense. One of the reasons why we have the global warming is because it's monoculture farming, corrupt farming practices. And I don't know if you know who Joel Stadelein is, but he's quoted as saying that, you know, and he describes what is called pasture cropping. And one of his assertions is that if we went over to a pasture cropping system, we get far more productivity. We wouldn't be using Monsanto products, but you would sequester out of the
atmosphere.
Well,
and that's the whole key. If we centralize control of everything, including our farming, that means we're only going to take one approach. If that approach is wrong, we're all dead. If you don't have centralized control, you can have multiple approaches. That's one of the reasons we have a federal system here in the United States. The idea was that we wouldn't do everything in a top-down, centralized manner. Not only corrupts politicians, but it functionally doesn't work. You need to be able to have a lot of different approaches so people can see what's working and what isn't working, and you don't put all of your eggs in one central basket that crashes. Are you going to be watching the debate tonight?
Anyway. Oh, I certainly will. But the point I was going to make on that is what he's saying is that if we change the farming practices that we have, you would sequester all the carbon dioxide, all that bad plant food, out of the atmosphere that was generated since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not go ahead.
I'm not too worried about climate change. I'm worried about globalism. That's my key thing. Let's go to Mike in Louisiana because we don't have much time. Real quickly, Mike, we've got less than a minute. Go ahead. About 30 seconds.
Okay.
Mike?
I was going to say, as far as Hillary Clinton's displayed a lot of bad judgment, and one of the things that was really poor judgment was the support of UN Resolution 1618, which is effectively is the reason why they can't say radical Islam, you know, or radical Islamic terrorism, and why they basically what it that did is caused all communications to become sanitized according to Sharia. So we're living in a world that all our communications have to be Sharia compliant.
I think the key is that we don't realize, most of the public doesn't realize that the globalists are playing by a secret rule, secret rules that we haven't seen. And that's the key thing. Now this is starting to be exposed. We're going to see more of this tonight. Join us tonight for a live broadcast of the first presidential debate between Hillary and Donald Trump. And we're going to be having that live with the nightly news. The entire crew will be here, as well as people on location in New York. Beginning tonight at 6 p.m. Central, and starting at 6, right? Not 7. We're going to start at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Join us then for the nightly news live broadcast tonight.
Americanism, not globalism.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.